News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Reported plans to introduce legislation to build 7 large IPAS centres immune to planning objections are being described as an affront to local democracy. That's according to Paul Lawless, ANTHU TD. And the reports in respect to this have been in the Daily Mail, who have been writing to the Department of Justice, is accelerating plans to introduce legislation which would allow the construction of 7 supersized asylum accommodation centres. Now, what the Department of Justice says is that the Programme for Government commits to reducing the use of hotels. Work has been ongoing to review potential properties, but that at this point, no decisions have been made. It'll be a matter for the government to consider the future planning process for these sites and for their use. Paul Lawless from ANTHU is with us. Paul, you still believe that at the heart of this, the government is seeking to circumnavigate or circumvent planning procedures?
Absolutely. Like, first of all, according to these leaked documents, it appears that the government is set to introduce permanent legislation to essentially exempt mega-scale IPAS centres. And the context to this, Anton, is that the government a number of years ago introduced a planning circumvention. Now, that planning circumvention has allowed in many cases, very wealthy IPAS accommodation centres to essentially bypass planning laws entirely and to establish IPAS centres. And like that's caused great difficulty and great tensions in communities. And we in ANTHU have raised this on many occasions in the Dáil. And broadly speaking, both the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach has outlined, you know, his support that it was emergency measure and that we were going to work on reducing it. And that actually now appears that the government are introducing a permanent measure in terms of these IPAS centres.
Now, can I just check, Paul, is there an issue with something like this when it comes to planning? There is always the concern that the objection doesn't come from a local resident, but it comes further afield. And when you have something that is at the heart of a sort of a culture wars issue like this, does it create a situation where it would be almost impossible to get any IPAS centres built with the current system because of the capacity of people to object?
Well, like, for example, last week, this state demolished a perfectly good house because it did not have planning permission. And the reality is that had that house been an IPAS centre, it would most likely still be standing. But because it was built, you know, by an Irish family seeking to essentially, and did it without planning permission.
That assertion just makes no sense. There's no suggestion that anybody would build an IPAS centre without planning permission, then seek 5 attempts to retain the dwelling after that had happened and then have it taken off them. I mean, that just simply couldn't happen in the current system.
The legislation, according to the leaked documents, will allow the government to build permanent IPAS centres without planning permission. And that is essentially the same as what that family who built that house without planning permission, and that house was demolished. You know,
that house was refused planning
is planning such a
permission.
Major... That rural planning is such a major issue. Every single week, Anton, I have whole constituency clinics right across Mayo. Young families seeking to build houses and cannot do so because of this very difficult, convoluted and protracted planning system. And it is simply wrong then, on the other hand, for the government to essentially bypass the planning and introduce this legislation. You know, for example, there are many key pieces of critical infrastructure this state needs. The Galway Ring Road, for example. You know, I've no doubt there are people in Galway stuck in traffic at the moment because of the lack of a Galway Ring Road. That
but
Ring
what,
Road
Paul,
has
about
been
that
in the
argument,
planning system for,
indeed,
for 20 years.
What about the argument that says that the capacity of people to object and the likely culture wars issue, the fact that people would object on ideological grounds might make it impossible to build these centres using the current system? Is there any merit in that argument?
We want to see the IPAS system return to normal planning laws to allow all citizens in the state to engage in and have a say in relation to what's happening in their community. Like, the main issue here is that we need to fix the system, fix the structural issues in the system, and not build monuments for really this functionality in relation to it. So, like, for example,
Paul,
there
you
are
just address
major,
that core issue for me. If when we saw when there were objections and protests outside IPAS centres, one of the things that happened was people came from far afield, including getting on planes trains and ferries to come all the way over from the UK to protest outside. If you have the current planning system where anybody who isn't a neighbour of the dwelling or of the construction can object, won't you get flooded with ideological objections?
I actually fundamentally believe that the opposite is true here. If you prevent people to engage in the democratic process, if you remove the ability for, you know, normal, rational conversation, if you remove the ability of individuals to participate in the democratic process, like the planning system, I actually believe that you're going to see further tensions. And remember, like, that's what has happened previously, where communities were never given a say, were never consulted. And that's actually caused the divide in relation to this. And I believe what the government are proposing here is to continue on this path to run roughshod, really, over the views of local communities. And remember, like, the planning system is important because it allows people to highlight areas of maybe concern in the community, deficiencies in community services, and all of these types of things. That the government has set to remove entirely. But, like, the broader issue here is that we need to fix the dysfunction in the IPASS system. Like, you know, at the moment, the majority of people who are in the IPASS system are not genuine asylum seekers. And that process is taking in the region of 2 years at the moment. And indeed, many other individuals have been there, you know, much longer. So okay. They're the issues that we need to focus on, and not building and circumventing, you know, very important long-standing practices in relation to the planning system.
All right, Paul. Thank you very much. Paul Lawless, who is N2TD.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.